start this, is it fair to ask if this game had a little bit more emotion and felt a little bit better following this victory?
Well, you know, it was great to come back here, an organization that gave me a lot, me and my family. So it was a good day yesterday for me personally. It was a good day today. But for me, what I take is we didn't have the two games that we would have liked the last two. I think probably because of the break and how we managed it. And the most important thing for us today was really to get our game back. And we don't give a lot usually. You know, we've played the top teams and played them really well. And gave him 20 shots. And tonight, you know, we come here with a very offensive team. We give him 21 shots. And to me, that was the main thing. We wanted to get back to our identity, our defensive game. When it's solid, we get offense on top of that. And we wanted to play 60 minutes. That's what we did today. So that's what makes me happy. And right now, the league is so close that you need to try to keep separation with the other guys, especially with divisional teams, and we want to be better against teams for our division, so that's a good start for us.
So is this as well managed a game that you've seen in a while from your team?
You know, there's quite a few. Everybody will always look at a game that's well played and say, man, that might be one of the best, yeah. And I'm the first one because you're always excited to see your team do well. But we look back, we've been really consistent this year. Like, we haven't, like, long, bad stretch where we've played bad. Like, we've had one real bad game at Anaheim and two bad periods, really, against Calgary. But besides that, we've been very consistent. Have we won all the time? No, but I think we've really managed to perform well. And when you look at, we just go back a few days ago, we played Washington, who was at the top of the league, and lost 14 games, and we won 3-0 because our players played like tonight. So I think it's just something that we want to be recurrent in terms of performance. Results come sometimes, and sometimes they don't, but I think when you're consistent, how you perform, how you stick to your plan and our structure, it usually has a tendency to go on the right side for most of the time.
Is it easier to get production from everybody and the execution of your system from start to finish when your leaders are playing the way they are?
Yeah, you know, tonight we started the game, Dion was physical in his first two shifts, set the tone, Boro coming back, giving us that edge that, you know, he's given us before, because we were softer the last two games, so I think right away, and then Smitty, who's hard, starts the game that way, so we're just much harder than we were in the last two games, and then Eric was just unbelievable tonight. He's an unbelievable defensive player now, as funny as some people might think it sounds, he's unbelievable on both sides of the ice, and that carries your team. And you got like Stone, who's a first liner, he's got all that skill and smart and back checks like that and pays the price. He's responsible for two screens and three screens actually on the goal. I mean, that's definitely paying the price, and that's where our team has really gotten better in the last month. That's where we're scoring goals, we're paying the price there, and we add that to the defensive game that's characterized us for the last 2.5 months. It's a good mix tonight, and Turris back checking like that, like, and you get Kelly at the end of the game with Wingles blocking shots and taking checks, and you know, it's a real team effort tonight, and that's why it's very gratifying for me and the rest of the staff and the organization.
It took you a while this year to get that scoring balance in different lines. I mean, some power plays, but you've got three guys on different lines with 18 goals. Is that ideal?
Yeah, you know, and that's the, you know, since the beginning, you know, I said the priority was first is our defensive game as a team, and then our defensive game as individuals. We start with structure, team structure, then individual defensive play. Then we went on to really focus on the PK, which is also a defensive side, and we focused on power play at the very last, after about a month and a half, really 2 months. And 5-on-5 was just before the power play. So we did things in order to make sure that, you know, we weren't reverting back all the time. And I'm hoping that would pay off in the long run, because that's usually how I do things. And it hasn't. And the thing now is that our players, when they play well defensively now, they don't need to think like they used to at the beginning. They were mixed up, they're not sure, and that takes away from your offense. Not because your guys are not good offensively, it's just they're stuck in between what they used to do and what the new coach is asking. And our players have been on the same page for a while now, and that's why the offense now, it flows either with their lines, with their power plays. And honestly, I was new here. I need to find chemistry between players with my way of of playing the way I like it. So some players have clicked in the past a certain way, but then I reshuffle all that so that it clicks my way and our way with the rest of the staff, what we've been asking. So it takes time. And whether I took too much time to figure it out or not, I think the goal was always to take the time we needed to figure it out. We shuffled things around at the beginning, and I think now we've been pretty consistent in who fits with who.
Just a thought on Condon's game.
Well, like I've heard many times now in the last month and a half, oh, he's tired. Oh, he must be done. The next game, he gets a shutout or he plays like this. And character guy with an amazing work ethic and a desire to really do what he needs to do to give the team a chance to win. And that's what's happened for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.